Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Power off.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for another day, another evening. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. You haven't left us. We thank you, Lord, for the fourth semester of the Institute of Biblical Learning. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done already, what you're doing now, and what you're going to do. Father God, we thank you for blessing everyone on this call, every family represented, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
We decree the prosperity of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial prosperity upon each and every one in Jesus'
name.
We bless your name today. We thank you, Lord, for hallelujah, spiritual authority. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. You are under our feet. We say, get thee behind us, Satan. We cancel every plan, every device, every strategy, and every tactic that you set up to steal, kill, and destroy in our lives today, tonight. We cancel you out in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We curse you, Father, who command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the seed sown tonight. 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. We give you the praise. We give you the honor and the glory.
Thank you.
We bless your name.
Thank you, Lord.
And everyone said,
amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. At this time, Pastor Peaches, if you do honors by going down the roll call. Let me turn it down a little bit. Okay.
Good evening, everybody. Angie Harris.
Present.
QB Stevenson.
QB's in the house.
Tiffany Warren.
Present.
All right.
Okay, I know Deacon AJ had some removal, some minor, I don't know what you call it, minor surgery, teeth removal or whatever. So she's not talking
to
other people at. Don't tell her I said that, okay?
Oh, we won't.
All right. There you go. Thank you, Lord. Well, glory to God. This 40, of course, we're going to go through the syllabus. So you should have your syllabus, your syllabi in front of you. There should be four of them, not three, not two, but four. Because this semester we're dealing with four classes. Spiritual maturity is going to be 5 weeks. How to heal the sick is going to be 4 weeks. Know your Bible is going to be 5 weeks. History of the English Bible is going to be 4 weeks. We will have a hiccup in our Tuesday meetings, our Tuesday classes. On July 4th, we will not have a class. We will not have a class on July 4th, because I don't know where we will be. We may be in the Bahamas. I don't know.
Amen.
We may be in London, England. We may be in the
Amen.
Home. I don't know. But we won't be doing the Institute of Biblical Learning on July 4th. So you can put that in your notes somewhere. It should have been in the syllabus. I failed to do that. A couple of things I failed to put in the syllabus. I'll do better next time. Y'all forgive me. Please excuse my dust. He's not finishing. All right?
I forgive you.
Okay, I'm going to have to turn this up a little
bit.
Okay, y'all still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I can hear you better now. Now, I had to turn my phone up a little bit because I couldn't hardly hear you. All right. Okay. So this first 40 minutes, we're dealing with the syllabi. and two syllabi. The first one is spiritual maturity. Do you all see that?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, let's see. Anybody get volunteered to read the first? Well, let me start. No, we'll go through that because it's in the syllabus. Let me back up. Anyone who would like to volunteer to read the first page, please.
Volunteering to read what, I'm sorry?
The first page of the syllabus that deals with spiritual maturity, the class, spiritual maturity.
May I read the first page, please?
Yes, you may. I'm looking for a volunteer.
Okay. I can read now?
Yes.
Okay. Institute of Biblical Learning of the Potter's House, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, syllabi 401 star. Course, Spiritual Maturity 401. Declaration, five
duration.
Duration, 540-minute classes. Start date, June 6, 2023, Dr. E. T. Bird, through the Holy Spirit. Day Tuesday, time, 7 p.m. to 7:40 p.m. Place virtual. Address, 1-605-475-4800. Access code 759-849. Text the Holy Bible, King James Version, Growing Towards Spiritual Maturity, First Edition. Collateral, did I say that right? Collateral?
Yes.
The Strong Coordinates, office hours, Monday through Wednesday. Time, 2 o'clock p.m. to 6 o'clock p.m. Number, 410-444-5152. The syllabi is subject to change. I mean, the syllabus is subject to change at any time. Done.
Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome.
All right. Someone read page. Oh, let me just comment on. As you notice, the name of the church has changed. So if you have a question, what's the name of the church? You see what the name of the church is. The Potter's House, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And if you've been on the morning worship, you would have heard me share that. Now, excuse my dust if I will forget one day and say Christian Prayer and Worship Center. But it's Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Okay. The Potter's House, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, Inc. And the, of course, we already dealt with the Cash App. It's TPH 2023. So all this is happening in 2023. The new name, hallelujah. All right. Volunteer to read page two.
I will read.
All right. Go right ahead.
Institute of Biblical Learning of the Potter's House Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Scriptural Basis of Bible Study. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3:16. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God, spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. 2 Peter 1:21. Remember, life is an open book test, and the book is the Holy Bible. The five levels of knowledge are 1, learn knowledge, 2, reveal knowledge, 3, activity knowledge, 4, modeling knowledge, 5, teaching knowledge. End of page.
Hallelujah. Okay. Thank you. Someone, I volunteer to read page 3.
I'll read. Institute of Biblical Learning of the Potter's House Renewing Your Mind Ministry International.
Certificate
in Christian Education Program Virtual. Rules for tuition, attendance, and punctuality.
Punctuation.
Must be
punctuality.
I'm sorry, sweetheart.
You're right, sweetheart. Go ahead.
So must be present at all classes, number one. Number two, tuition must be paid in advance. Number three, student is considered late if he or she misses roll call. Number four, only to excuse latenesses and absences allowed. Failure to keep these regulations, the student will not receive a certificate. However, he or she may finish the course. No refunds of tuitions are allowed. End of page.
All right. Another volunteer to read the next page.
Okay, Andy.
All right.
Okay. Institute of Biblical Learning of the Potter's House Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Order of classes. Praise and worship song, prayer, roll call, course content, Q&A, prayer, final grade, 1% class participation. The grade for this part of the learning process will consist of the following. Your questions, reply to oral quizzes, and tests. Your comments and suggestions in the page.
All right. Someone like to read the next page. Very good.
I will read that. Institute of Biblical Learning of the Potter's House Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Extra credit. Number one, extra credit may be used to add to a specific test or quiz grade. Number two, Second, extra credit can also be used to make up for missed assignments. Number three, 5 extra credit points is earned per day by being on the morning worship call at 7 a.m. The number is 720-527-5952, and the exit code is 103-4545. Number four, 10 extra credit points are earned each time you attend the Sunday International Victory Service live at 3 p.m. And number five, the student must specify which test, quiz, or assignment they wish to apply their accrued extra credit points. End of page.
Thank you so much. And the next page,
volunteer. 7 pillars of wisdom. Number 1, have a coachable, teachable spirit. Verse 9, chapter 9?
Mm-hmm. Chapter 9.
How do you say it's chapter 9, then verse 9, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I apologize. Have a coachable, teachable spirit. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 9. Proverbs 10. Proverbs 15 and 22. Number 2, having a burning desire to be excellent and please God. Hebrews 11, 1 and 6.
First Thessalonians. Okay. First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1, Colossians 3:23, having a willingness to work and go the extra mile, John 9:4, Matthew 5:41. Have a heart of integrity and honesty. Is it Exodus 20:16, Romans 13:9b, and Ecclesiastes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Ecclesiastes 5:5, having a loving heart, Romans 13:8, John 13:35, Mark 12:30-31, having a forgiving heart, Matthew 6:12, 14:15, Mark 11:25-26, and number 7, having a giving heart, Luke 6:38, and 2 Corinthians 9:7. End of page.
Thank you. And was that the last page?
Yes.
Yep. Oh, yes, sir.
Any questions about the syllabus for spiritual maturity? Okay.
No.
In your notes, you need to put down what we're going to read. Now, it'll be 2 weeks before we get back to spiritual maturity. Reread chapter 5, because we read that last semester. But we're going to reread it because it's so important. And we're going to read it because we just don't want to read it. We want it to reveal stuff to us. We want to learn it. We want to have the Holy Spirit unfold information to us. And you might want to take a look at the questions at the back of that chapter, that chapter 5, because we may ask you one of those questions as a quiz. So take your time. You got 2 weeks to read this chapter now. But read it.
Okay.
Don't wait till the last week to start or the day before class to start. All right?
All right.
All minds are clear on the syllabus for spiritual maturity.
Yes, yes, sir.
All right. Now we have another syllabus. It says how to heal the sick. So that syllabus, that's 401 syllabus. How to heal the classes, how to heal the sick. Okay. Y'all are looking at that now? Y'all have it in front of you? Amen?
Amen.
Yes.
Okay. I need a volunteer. Read the first page.
I read it.
Okay.
Institute of Biblical Learning. Of the Potter's House, Renewing Your Mind, Ministries International. Biblical 401. Sorry. Course, Know Your Bible, 401.
No, okay, no, that's not the right one. Okay, get the syllabus. I'm just teaching two courses, how to heal the sick. You need the syllabus that says how to heal the sick.
I got it.
That starts June 13th.
Yes, that's the one. International of Biblical Learning of the Potter's House, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Syllabus 401 star. Course, how to heal the sick. 401.
Yes.
Irritation. 40 minutes classes. Start date, June 13th, 2023. Instructor, Dr. T. Bird through the Holy Spirit. Day, Tuesdays. Time, 7 o'clock p.m. to 7:40 p.m. Place, virtual. Address, 1605-475-4800. Access code, 759-849. Text, the Holy Bible, King James Version. Amplify, Message Bible. How to Heal the Sick. Collateral Works. The Strong Coordinates. Office hours, Monday through Wednesday. Time, 2 o'clock p.m. to 6 o'clock p.m. The number, 410-444-5152. This syllabus is subject to change at any time. End of paragraph.
Hallelujah. Okay, the next page.
Institute of Biblical Learning of the Potter's House Renewing Your Mind Ministry International. Scriptural Basics of Bible Study. Study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. All scriptures is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3:16. For the prophecy came not into old time, but the will of man. The holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. 2 Peter 1:21. Remember, life is an open book test, and the book is the Holy Bible. The five levels of knowledge are learned knowledge, revealed knowledge, activity knowledge, modeling knowledge, teaching knowledge. End of page.
I want you to read the next page, please.
Institute of Biblical Learning of the Potter's House Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Certificate in Christian Education Program, virtual. Rules for tuition, attendance, and punctuality. Number one, must be present at all classes. Number two, tuition must be paid in advance. Number three, student is considered late if he or she misses roll call. Number four, only two excused latenesses and absences allowed. Failure to keep these regulations, the student will not receive a certificate. However, he or she must finish the course. No refunds of tuition are allowed. End of page.
Hallelujah. I want to read that. Next page.
Yes, Sister Angie. Institute of Biblical Learning of the Potter's House Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Order of classes. Praise and worship song. Prayer. Roll call. Course Q&A. Prayer. Final grade. 100% class participation. The grade for this part of the learning process will consist of the following. Your questions, replies to all quizzes and tests. Your comments and suggestions in the paragraph.
All right. Next page.
Institute of Biblical Learning of the Potter's House Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Extra credit. Number one, extra credit must be used to add to a specific test or quiz grade. Number two, extra credit can also be used to make up missed assignments. Number three, 5 extra credit points is earned per day by being on the morning worship call at 7 a.m. Number is 720-527-5952, and the access code is 103-4545. Number four, 10 International Victory Service at 3 p.m. And number five, the student must specify which test, quiz, or assignment they wish to apply their third extra credit point. End of page.
Hallelujah. The next page.
Sister Tiffany. 7 Pillars of Wisdom.
Okay.
Number 1, have a coachable, teachable spirit. Proverbs 9:9. 10. Proverbs 15:22. Number 2, have a burning desire to be excellent and please God. Hebrews 11:1-6. 1 Thessalonians.
Yes.
Uh-huh. 4:1. Colossians 3:23. Having willingness to work and go the extra mile. John 9:4. Matthew 5:41. Number 4. Have a heart of integrity and honesty. Exodus 20:16. Romans 13:9b.
Ecclesiastes.
I wonder why I can't get that. Ecclesiastes.
Uh-huh.
5:5. Have a loving heart. Romans 13:8. John 13:35. Mark 12:30-31. Number 6. Having a forgiving heart. Matthew 6:12. 14:15. Mark 11:25-26. Number 7, have a giving heart, Luke 6:38, and 2 Corinthians 9:7. End of page.
Hallelujah. That's it. Now, any questions about the syllabus?
I have a question. How do you, that, I can't pronounce the word. I'm not going to say I can't pronounce it. I need to practice the pronunciation of the E one.
Yes. Divided into syllables. That's sort of phonetic way you use phonics to pronounce it. But yeah, it takes practice. Because probably the first time I tried to pronounce it, I didn't make it. Maybe even the second time or the third time. But in practice, you will be able to pronounce it correctly. Or correct, pronounce it the way we pronounce it in the United States. It may be pronounced a different way in another country. But we pronounce it Ecclesiastes.
You
can kind of put it on a page and do the line for every syllable, Ecclesiastes, okay, and you work that way. But it takes practice. Don't knock yourself on that. Some things take practice. A lot of things take practice. Good question.
Amen.
Any other questions? Did that answer your
question?
Did that answer your question, Sister Tiffany?
It does. It does, and practice makes perfect, so I need to be working on it.
Okay. You're all right. That's all right. Any other questions?
Yeah, I have a question. Why do we read the syllabus for June 13th first? It's two.
Okay. The 13th. Is the class, how to heal your sick. That's the first time we're doing that. See, we're doing two classes. at this time spot. 5 weeks for spiritual maturity and 4 weeks for how to heal the sick. So tonight is actually we're dealing with spiritual maturity. Next week, it'll be how to heal the sick. And then the following week, it's again back to spiritual maturity. So that's why your date is different on that syllabus. Because we don't start that class until next week. But we just decided to do the all syllabus today so we can get the syllabus out of the way so we can give you our homework. Oh, excuse me, did I say that out loud?
Yes.
So we can be further along in the course.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and also History of the English Bible. That's also the 13th, so that rule applies to that as well?
Yes, that's going to be next week. But that's Pastor Peaches. Professor Peaches is the instructor for that course, those two courses. I got the two first the courses in the first segment, and she got the two courses in the second segment. Again, the first one we do is 5 weeks. The second one we do is 4 weeks, so we flip out every other week. So in each assignment that we give you, you're going to have 2 weeks to do it. So it should not be any excuse to say, well, I didn't get to read it. 2 weeks?
Amen.
You can read one page a day for 14 days and still get it done, because I don't think any of the chapters is more than 14 days, 14 pages, I mean. But anyway, okay, but that's a good question, Elder Cuba. A good question.
I have one more question.
Yes.
On the syllabus for History of the English Bible 401, you have instructor, Pastor William E. Bird. William E. Bird. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I understand. It's flip-flop. I just called.
Yeah, she does that. So she'll be talking about that in the next segment, the next classes that will come up shortly.
Yes, sir. Gotcha.
Okay. Any other question about spiritual maturity?
Or
the syllabus that I just went over. Now, again, the syllabus, how to heal the sick, homework for that is to read the foreword and the first chapter, how to heal the sick.
How to heal the sick.
That's your homework.
Read
the foreword. Now let me share with you. The foreword is part of the front matter in a book. You got the front matter, you got the back matter. The front matter it consists of like the foreword or the preface or what else? Table contents. That's the front matter. So the foreword is in the front of the book. So you should see the foreword. Read that. I think there's one page of that. Mm-hmm. And then read chapter one. But that's for next week, y'all. So don't wait for Monday to start reading.
Pastor Burke, can I ask you a question?
Yes, you can.
With the homework, you want us to read How to Heal the Sick book?
How to read the sick, yeah. That's the book.
How to heal the sick.
How to heal, what did I say? How to read the sick. Well, you got to read and figure out what, how to heal the sick, right.
Read.
That's the book. That's the textbook for how to heal the sick. And I'm going to give you a little hint, too.
Chapter one.
Go ahead.
And you want to read chapter one?
I read the, what is the forward? That's in the front.
Okay, I see it.
Of the book. And then chapter one. I'm going to give you another hint because my time is up. I'm going to give you another hint.
You can go on YouTube and put in the search Charles and Francis Hunter.
Okay.
Go to YouTube and put in Charles and Francis Hunter because they wrote the book.
Okay.
And they will have their seminars on how to heal the sick. They do the same thing. And you might, it'll help you in dealing with the book and dealing with this court. See, we're growing, too much is given, much is required. We're growing spiritually. And so we're going to be doing some things that a lot of folks that don't, refuse to grow can't do. And they won't go where we're going to go. Sister Angie's going to be laying hands on folks that's sick, and they're going to recover.
Amen. Amen.
Sister Tiffany is going to speak the word of God over somebody, and they will be healed instantaneously.
Amen.
Elvis Hubie is going to send the word of God to heal somebody who's 300 miles away, and they get healed.
Amen.
This is good. This is still part of growing towards spiritual maturity. Because we want to be just like Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, I want to. Oh, I can't sing. My time is up. But again, the home assignment, spiritual maturity, is read chapter 5 again.
Okay.
And go through the questions. And that's a 2-week assignment, because 2 weeks before we deal with spiritual maturity again. Hallelujah. Home assignment for, or the reading for how to heal the sick is the foreword, which is in the front of the book, and the first chapter, and that's due next week, next Tuesday. God bless you. Thank you so much. We're going to take a, I guess it's about a 6-minute break now.
Power on.
So that
pairing.
Pastor Peaches can get ready. Y'all can get ready. Any more questions before I let y'all go to Pastor Peaches' class?
No, sir. No, sir.
All right. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. The grace of God be upon you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hello?
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 Okay.
Okay. My clock is 7:49.
My alarm just went off, so I don't know.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Hallelujah. Is everybody still here?
Yes,
Andy, Ruby, Tiffany?
Hello.
Alrighty, alrighty. Welcome back to the fourth semester. Hallelujah. The classes that I will be doing, although we're alternating different weeks, we're still going to do both syllabus tonight. And the first one is Knowing Your Bible, which we all are familiar with. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And you please feel free to ask questions along the way. And can I get a volunteer to start answering? Let me to read the pages. Let me see. Wait a minute. 2, 4, 6. Can I get a volunteer, since there's three of y'all? Can each person read 2 pages?
Yes.
Thanks.
I'll
You're
start.
Saying everybody answer one time. Okay, the first.
Yes. I'll start. Institute of Biblical Learning of the Prophet's House Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Syllabus 401. Course, Know Your Bible 401. Duration, 5 40-minute classes. Start date, June 6, 2023. Instructor, Pastor W.M. Byrd through the Holy Spirit. Day, Tuesdays, time, 7:50 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Place, Roots Virtual. Address, 1-605-475-4800. Access code, 759-849. Text, The Holy Bible, KGV Amplified, Message Bible, Know Your Bible. Collateral work, The Strong's Concordance. Office hours, Tuesday and Friday, time 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Number 410-444-5152. This syllabus is subject to change at any time. End of page. Page 2. Institute of Biblical Learning of the Potter's House Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Spiritual Basis of Bible Study. Study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3:16. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. 2 Peter 1:21. Remember, life is an open book test, and the book is the Holy Bible. The 5 levels of knowledge are, number 1, learn knowledge, number 2, reveal knowledge, number 3, activity knowledge, number 4, modeling knowledge, and number 5, teaching knowledge. End of page.
Thank you. Next reader, next volunteer.
Miss Angie. Essence of Biblical Learning of the Potter's House Renewing Your Mind International. Certificated in Christian Education Program Virtual. Rules for tuition, attendance, and punctuality. Number 1, must be present at all classes. Number 2, tuition must be paid in advance. Number 3, student is considered late if he or she misses roll call. Number 4, only 2 excuses, lateness and absence allowed. Failure to keep these regulations, the student will not receive a certificate. However, he or she may finish the course. No refunds or tuitions are allowed. And a paragraph. Can I read the next
page? End of page.
I'm at the end of page. Institute of Biblical Learning of the Potter's House Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Order of classes. Praise and worship song, prayer, roll call, course content, Q&A, prayer, final grade, 100% class participation. The grade for this part of the learning process will consist of the following. Your question replies to all quizzes and tests. Your comments and suggestions in the page.
Thank you, Angie.
You're welcome.
Can we get another volunteer?
Yes. You, can I go ahead?
Tiffany?
I'm here.
You still with us? Can you do the last two pages, thanks? Tiffany, do the last two pages?
Institute of Biblical Learning of the Potter's House Renewing Your Mind Ministry International. Extra credit. Number one, extra credit may be used to add to specific tests or quiz grades. Number two, extra credit can also be used to make up for missed assignments. Number three, 5 extra credit points are earned per day by being on the morning worship call at 7 a.m. Phone number 720-527-5952. And the access code is 1034545. Number four, 10 extra credit points are earned each time you attend the Sunday International Victory Service live at 3 p.m. Number five, the student must
specify
which test, quiz, or assignment they wish to apply their accrued extra credit points. End of page. 7 pillars of wisdom. Number one, have a coachable, teachable spirit. Proverbs 9:9-10. Proverbs 15:22. Have a burning desire to be excellent and please God. Hebrews 11:1-6.
First Thessalonians 4:1.
Colossians 3:23. Have a willingness to work and go the extra mile, John 9:4, Matthew 5:41. Have a heart of integrity and honesty, Exodus 20:16, Romans 13:9b, Ecclesiastes 5:5. Have a loving heart, Romans 13:8. John 13:35, Mark 12:30-31. Number six, have a giving, forgiving heart, Matthew 6:12-16. Mark 11:25-26. Number seven, have a giving heart, Luke 6:38. And 2 Corinthians 9:7.
All right.
End of page.
Thank you so much. Now, I know some of this may seem redundant, we've seen this before. All the more reason why it should just ring in your spirit. It should become almost like a second nature. And you never know when any of these things may become a challenge. A Potter's House challenge, and it may even mean a couple coins in your pocket. Hallelujah. When we did Know Your Bible the first time, we did the first five books. Excuse me, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. What are those books called?
The Laws.
Very good.
Or Terror.
Very good. Can someone tell me what the next group of books called in the Old Testament? The next 12 books, what are they called?
The Book of History.
Say that again?
The Books of History.
Very good. And the next group of books in the Old Testament are called?
Poetry or Wisdom.
Yes, and how many books are in poetry?
Five.
Very good. And the next group, the next segment of books in the Old Testament are called?
major prophets.
Very good. And how many major prophets are there?
Five.
And why are they called major prophets?
Because they're major. They're, I guess, the most well-known.
The size of the writing. The size of the books. And the minor, the next group is called the what?
Minor prophets.
And how many minor prophets are there?
12.
Okay. If the major prophets were called major prophets because of the size of the writing, why the main what reason is why would we say okay the minor prophets? What's the difference in the minor prophets? Why do they call the minor prophets?
Writing was smaller.
Say that again, Kibi.
I said I guess because the writing was smaller.
Thank you. Yes. Everything ain't deep, y'all. And they're not trick questions. They're not trick questions. I do have an assignment for this for this book, the Knowing Your Bible. And the more you read the scriptures, even blessing yourself with this little book right here, it has so much in it. And as you read this little book, and you come across things that you don't understand, don't know, use your highlighter and highlight it. So when we get to class the next time, you have a question, we can answer the question. I want you to refresh yourself through the first five books. But I want you to read the book. By the time we get back, I want you to have read the book of Joshua. Be familiar with the book of Joshua. I'm going to give you the date of this class. I want you to, you can even write it on your syllabus. Know your Bible, the date. I wrote them down also. But I want you to, you can write them on your syllabus. Know your Bible, June 6th, which is today, June 20th, July 11th, July 25th, and August 8th.
That helps a great deal.
Okay. And with this, don't put your pencils down yet. I have a home assignment for you. I want you to write down, how old was Moses when he got the call to free God's people? Write down the scripture where you found it. And how old was he when he died?
Excuse me, can you repeat, please?
Yes.
Say that again. I missed something.
Yeah, repeat.
Can you repeat the question?
Oh, okay. How old was Moses when he got the call to free God's people? Everybody saw the story on TV, the Ten Commandments?
Yes.
Okay. Sometimes it helps to have a visual. How old was Moses when he got the call to free God's people, and how old was he when he died?
And also you said read the book of Joshua, correct?
Yes.
How old
was Moses when he died?
And how old was he when he got the call to free God's people?
Yes, to free God's people. How old was he when he died?
Professor Peaches, may I interject something?
Yes, Dr. Bird.
I think his children said the same thing that my children said. He was old as dirt.
I'm giving you time out.
I couldn't help myself. Excuse me, class. I'm sorry.
I'm going to give you time out.
Excuse my dust.
And I have another question. This is question three. I have three questions. Another question. How many years did God say man shall be or man shall live? How many years did God say man shall live?
I didn't talk to you. Okay.
How many years did God say what? Can you see that again?
Man shall live.
Man.
And how many years does God give us?
Yes, to live on earth.
Yes. And you may even find these answers in the little segments in that explains each chapter. Refresh yourselves with the little quotes and the little summaries of the books of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, in the book Knowing Your Bible. Know Your Bible. If you have questions along the way, have a segment in your composition notebook and write down your questions. If you come across a word that you do not know, you do not understand, you don't know what it is, write it in your composition notebook. Find a dictionary. You may ask your phone, but also use your Strong's Concordance.
Yes, yes.
If you have trouble with using the Strong's Concordance, feel free to call me for a refresher.
Okay.
Sometimes some people need need some assistance in the Strong's Concordance, you know, initially. But then when you get the hang of it, you will love it. You will love it.
Yeah.
But you try when you sit down to do your homework, try and have your syllabus, your message Bible, your King James Version, first of all, your King James Version Bible, your message Bible, your Amplified, and your Strong's Concordance. Your Amplified Bible, it's based on the King James Version, the KJV. It does just what it says. It amplifies. It may give you three or four words to explain to a synonym for one word, and it gives you a better understanding of what the scripture may be saying. So therefore, when you reading something, you may not understand it, I'm not saying you may not understand. You may need clarity. You may need some, like, wow, what do they really mean? What do they say? Pull up the Amplified. All of y'all have Amplifieds. Turn to the same scripture in your Amplified Bible and read that scripture and have it side by side, and the Amplified will give you the understanding of what it's saying in the King James Version Bible. Let the Message Bible be the last one you go to, not unless we specifically say read it in the Message Bible. And the Strong's Concordance, that has the dictionary in it. It has synonyms and a lot of words that will help to break down words that's in the Old and New Testament. And when you're looking for, this is a side note, when you're looking up a word, when you're looking it up in the Strong's Concordance, depending on whether or not you're looking the Old or the New, the same word may have a different meaning in the New Testament than the Old. Right now, since we doing Old Testament, write down the meaning of that word in the Old Testament. But when you go to look it up, you may see wow, this has a Greek and a Hebrew meaning. But when you write down that meaning, put the G beside it. Say Greek, okay? Because the Old Testament, some words may have a different meaning in the Old Testament and from the New, from the Greek, from the Hebrew. And you and it may give a scripture a whole different meaning. Okay, so look at the whole pie. Okay. When you go into the book of Joshua, let's turn to page 15 right now. Know your Bible.
Know your Bible.
The little teeny one. Know your Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then everybody had page 15? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so when you don't just limit your what you're going to read to this right here, to the author and the date, in 10 words or less, in the details, please, the quotable. Read this first, okay? Read this first, and also unique and unusual, and so what? And you should really come up with a lot of questions. You should come up with a lot of questions. But write your questions down. Okay, I think that's Dr. Bird.
Yes.
Did you set alarm for when I'm half through this? When half of the time of my first class is over?
Actually, you're in good time. It's only 8:13. You got 17 more minutes.
Okay, so I have to do another class. I'm talking about just with this one.
Yeah. So you got 17 more minutes, so you can do the other class too.
Yes. So I'm talking about how many more minutes do I have with this one, with my first class?
It's up to you.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's up to you.
Oh, okay. All right. Does anybody have questions? Need clarity?
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes, Andy.
What book do we have to read for homework?
I can hear you. What'd you say?
What book do we have to read for homework?
The book of
Joshua. J O S H U A.
In the Bible.
Read it in the Bible. Read it page 15 and 16 in the book Know Your Bible, but then read it in the Holy Bible, the King James Version.
That's it.
Okay.
Both places.
Yes. And any questions, anything you need clarity on, write it down. Use your highlighter. You may even want to use more than one color. I have a question. So if you have a question or something, you may want to use a yellow highlighter. You need clarity on what a word is, use a blue highlighter. And then in your composition notebook for this semester, write down your questions, write down those words. After you look them up in the Strong's Concordance, write down those definitions. This also helps you to memorize scripture because you're staying with that scripture for a little while. And the longer you stay with it, the more it gets down in your spirit. And you will remember that. That helps you to remember where it is, because when you see that word again, say, oh, I read that in Joshua 2:3-3. And you will know the longer you stay with it, is you're going to look it up. You're going to look up a word that you don't understand in the Strong's Concordance. You're going to look it up in the Greek, in the back of your Strong's, and then write down the meaning. If you look up in the Amplified, if there's a word that you need clarity on, your Amplified will give you clarity on that word. So write down the definition. And those words, the definitions, won't just stick with you when it comes to in the Bible. Those words, you're going to be able to use them during the day or whatever. You'll have clarity for those words for the rest of your life. But if you read here in another scripture, you'll say, ooh, I know what that means. and it's just like lights are going to go off in your mind. Okay. The next, any more questions or anything before we go into history of the Bible? Okay. Hello? Y'all still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. When you go into take out your syllabus for history of the English Bible. And I'm going to give you the dates of this class. Can I have a volunteer for the first two pages? Can everybody read two pages apart, a piece, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
Institute of Biblical Learning of the Potter's House Renewing Your Minds Ministry International. Syllabus 401. Course, History of the English Bible 401. Duration 40 minutes class. Start date June 13th, 2023. Instructor, Pastor W.M. 3rd. Day Tuesdays, time 7:50 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Place virtual. Address 1-605-475-4800. Access code 759849. Text, the Holy Bible, KJV, the Amplified Message Bible. The Pictorial History of Our English Bible. Plural Works, the Strong Concordance. Office hours, Tuesday and Friday, time 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Number 410-444-5152. This syllabus is subject to change at any time. End of page. Institute of Biblical Learning of the Potter's House Renewing Mind Ministries International. Scriptural Basis of Bible Study. Study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman needeth not to be ashamed. Rightly divided the worship. 2 Timothy 2:15. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3:16. But a prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. 2 Peter 1:21. Remember, life is an open book test, and the book is the Holy Bible. The five levels of knowledge are, number one, learn knowledge. Number two, reveal knowledge. Number three, activity knowledge. And number four, modeling knowledge. And number five, teaching knowledge. End of page.
Thank you so much. Have another volunteer to read the next two pages, please.
Thank you. Biblical Learning of the Potter's House Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Certificate in Christian Education Program Virtual. Rules for Tuition. Attendance and punctuality. Number one, must be present at all classes. Number two, tuition must be paid in advance. Number three, student is considered late if he or she misses roll call. Number four, only two excuses, latenesses, and absences allowed. Failure to keep these regulations, the student will not receive a certificate. However, he or she may finish the course. No refunds or tuitions are allowed. End of that page. Next page. Institute of Biblical Learning. The Potter's House Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Order of classes. Praise and worship song. Prayer, roll call, course content, Q&A prayer final grade. 100% class participation. The grade for this part of the learning process will consist of the following. Your questions reply to all quizzes and tests. Your comments and suggestions in the page, in the paragraph.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Can you do the last two, Tiffany? Please. Ms. Warren?
Yes.
Can you do the last two for me?
Yes. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Institute of Biblical Learning of the Potter's House Renewing Your Mind Ministry International. Extra credit. Number one, extra credit may be used to add to a specific test or quiz grade. Number two, extra credit can also be used to make up for missed assignments. Number three, 5 extra credit points is earned per day by being on the morning worship call at 7 a.m. Phone number 720-527-5952, and the access code is 1034545. Number four, 10 extra credit points are earned each time you attend the Sunday International Victory Service at 3 p.m. Number five, the student must specify which test, quiz, or assignment they wish to apply their accrued extra credit points. End of page. Seven pillars of wisdom. Number one, have a coachable, teachable spirit. Proverbs 9:9-10. Proverbs 15:22. Have a burning desire to be excellent and please God. Hebrews 11:1-6.
Thessalonians.
Thessalonians
mm-hmm.
1:4-1. Colossians 3:23. Number three, have a willingness to work and go the extra mile. John 9:4, Matthew 5:41. Have a heart of integrity and honesty. Exodus 20:16, Romans 13:9b, Ecclesiastes 5:5. Number five, have a loving heart, Romans 13:8, John 13:35, Mark 12:30-31. Number six, have a forgiving heart, Matthew 6:12-14-15, Mark 11:25-26. Number seven, have a giving heart, Luke 6:38, and 2 Corinthians 9:7. And the
thank
page.
Woo-hoo! Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you. You did a good, excellent job. Thank you all so much.
Yes.
I want to give you all the dates of this class. You can write them on your syllabus. The dates for History of the Bible, June 13th, June 27th, July 18th, August 1. So any assignment that you have some time to do it. And try not to put pressure on yourself by waiting till the last minute. Okay? If you need some inspiration to, or some inspiration to do your homework or whatever, call up one of your classmates and say, hey, have you started? Let's read together or something like that. You know, to make it fun.
Yeah, study group.
Yes, study group. That'd be awesome.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. It helped when I was in college. We had study groups. You know, even reading out reading aloud is enough. So some people can look at something and read it in mind, and then sometimes if you are the type of learner that you have to hear yourself, you know. Then maybe you like take it to the bathroom when you go, read out loud at nighttime, you know, when everybody else is asleep, or if you're not going to disturb anybody, Read it aloud, because your eyes will see it, plus your ears will hear it. And what you hear, what you hear can go down in your spirit. Okay? I want, please refresh yourself. In the book, page one is the introduction. And I want y'all to read the 39 Old Testament books, which is on page two, and the 27 New Testament books, which is on page three. It sounds like a lot, but it's this is from the table of contents. It's not a whole lot. It may sound like it, but it's not. And this is a refresher because we've already had this. I want y'all to write questions that you may have. Please use your highlighters. Write on the pages of your books. Use your ink pens. Write. You need clarity of any words. Don't forget, use your Strong's Concordance. If you need help with a word or to even to understand the Strong's Concordance, call the office hours. Call me, and I'll go along with you in the Strong's Concordance. And if the Strong's Concordance is maybe kind of confusing, pull up a dictionary. And most of us, our phones now, if your phone talks to you like your iPhone does, it'll pull up a definition. It may even have more than one definition. And you can take a picture of it, of your screen, take a screenshot, and you can copy down what that definition is. If it has more than one, get the definition that pertains to what you're reading. If it's something you need clarity on, something you don't understand, use your yellow highlighter, use your blue highlighter for your words, write it down, and so you'll have something to go back to. And in the history of the Bible, please read the reading my notes. Please review the introduction and the sections that says the 39 Old Testament books and the 27 New Testament books. And I gave you the date in which this class will be taught. And is there any questions? Anybody needs clarity on anything?
The last thing you just said, do a refresher, and what else did you say?
And read the 39 books in the table of contents. It says the first thing at the top. It says the 39 Old Testament books, and it says the 27 New Testament books, pages 2 and 3.
My introduction.
Yes. And there was another question I had for knowing your Bible. Okay, get your impens ready, y'all. It says, give me an example of Jesus in the first five books of the Bible.
The machine was talking while you were talking. Say it again.
An example of Jesus in the first five books of the Bible. Y'all going to be reading it, going through the first five books, and you're going to be refreshing yourself through the first five books. We're reviewing, but you're going to read Joshua. Where if Jesus shows up, I'm just saying, if Jesus shows up in any of these scriptures, I want y'all to write it down.
Okay, can you repeat the question again, please?
Okay. When you are reading or skimming through the first five books of the Bible, you're going to read the book of Joshua. But you're going to refresh yourself because we already had the first five books. But when you're looking through it, and you can even look through, read them in the small book, Know Your Bible, write down, if you see Jesus in any form in your script, in the scripture, write them down. Write down the scripture and write down where you saw him at. If you don't see him, then you ain't got nothing right. But if you see Jesus in the scripture, write down that scripture and let us know where you saw them.
And this is in the book of Joshua.
It's in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
And
the first five books of the Bible. But you're going to read the whole book of Joshua. You're going to look through them other books too. Okay? I'm not saying read Genesis. Read all of Deuteronomy. Read all of, but I'm saying go back and refresh yourself. Go through them books. You can even look through this book right here. Wherever you see Jesus, if you see Jesus in any of the chapters, write them down. Write them down.
Okay.
I want to answer a personal question. Is there anyone in class tonight that does not watch television?
Say it again. You chopped up again. Say it again.
Do all of y'all watch TV?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
I don't.
Okay.
Only station.
Okay. If there is anything in your life that you can substitute or pull a sacrifice and read and pull open that scripture, on open that Bible, and give some more scripture time, some more Bible time, I'm asking y'all to do it. It will enrich your life.
Make it a priority.
Yes. And yet when you do it, have your composition notebook and your ink pen with you, y'all. You're going to be surprised. You may even be shocked what God shows you. Okay? Thank you. Y'all were fantastic. See you next week. See y'all in the morning.
See you in the morning.
Merry
good morning.
All right. God bless all of you. Thank you so much. You are dynamic.
Yes.
You are sensational. You are awesome. You are talented. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are. Hallelujah. Glory to
awesome.
God. And we thank God for you.
Amen.
Have a blessed rest of your day and night. And
hallelujah.
See you tomorrow at service, virtually, of course.
7 a.m.
In the morning, worship service, and at night for the midweek service. Love you now.
Hallelujah.
Love you more.
Have a good night.
Night. Night.
Yes. Am I on call this weekend?
I can't hear you.
Women. Am I on call for men and women? Thing?
And if y'all,
so,
if y'all,
you know,
women. Go ahead. Someone had a question.
Are you using me for men and women this weekend, this week? Give me the subject.
Oh, okay. I'll touch bases with you.
Okay.
Yes, that's
if
what I'm saying.
Out,
okay.
If y'all need to check with the instructors as to the assignments or how to do it, you have some difficulty in doing it, or you don't understand what the assignment was, call us on our office hours so we can reiterate, we can explain, bring understanding to you. All right.
Yes, sir.
God bless you all.
God bless you, too.
I love you. Your name is my God in all my lips. Your spirit is like water to my dry thirsty soul. Your word is a lamp to my feet. Jesus, I love you. I love you. Oh, Jesus, I love you.